Every 2 weeks, we talk to Sarah Lilly from Five Star Real Estate, and she joins me now here on a Friday morning, pre-record for Monday. And Sarah, they're calling for thunderstorms on Monday, but today, got ourselves a great weekend. I know you said your parents are coming to visit. It should be a great weekend.
It should be
that.
A beautiful weekend. We're going to do some planting.
Well, and I bring that up not just to have, you know, a pleasantry conversation about the weather like everybody does, but you always want good weather when you're working around the house, which is the same for a house that is a fixer-upper, which is what we're talking about today.
Yep.
What about fixer-uppers did you want to mention?
Well, fixer-uppers are always a fun project, but when you're looking to do it, you want to keep a couple of things in mind when looking for a potential fixer-upper. The first is location. If you can find a house in a desirable neighborhood that just really needs some TLC, that's a great start because that will give you the opportunity to add some value to that home and still know that you're in a neighborhood that can support that value.
Well, I think, like I mentioned to you, I've always wanted a house so that I can do some work on. I don't think I want something that needs to be completely leveled and start from scratch. So I think it really depends on the person, like you probably are going to mention. It really depends on their skill level and what they're willing to actually take over and do.
It does, because depending on what your own skills are, if they're limited, you're going to need to hire people, and that's going to certainly have some costs related to it. And that's something we always want buyers to think about. We want to make sure that they get a really good home inspection and try to get quotes when they're looking to do this work. But some of the other things we also say to talk about is layout. Ideally, you want to be able to renovate the house without having to move walls, or at least limit the number of walls that you move. So how big is the kitchen with square footage? How big is the bathrooms? Those type of areas that you're going to want to gut and redo. It's great if you already have the space, you just need to reconfigure instead of having to take over a closet from another room and start moving bedrooms and walls.
When you're knocking down walls, that's not weekend TLC. Yeah. That is renovation at the next level.
It is. And so those are some of the things that you want to keep in mind. You know, you can ignore all the carpets and wallpapers, but you really want to look at where the walls are. And if you even are thinking about some of them, which one are load-bearing and which ones aren't, which is where a contractor is really going to be able to help you if that's not the area of expertise you have.
Well, and if you're going into a house that needs some of this stuff done, like you said, if you're not comfortable knocking down a wall or don't know, like you said, if it's a load-bearing wall, you need a contractor, and that costs money.
It does.
And, you know, I always think back to when I was younger. I was fortunate and smart enough. I wasn't always smart as a kid, but smart enough when I was with him to try to soak up as much knowledge because he was good around the house and still is. So I feel fortunate to be able to do some things. But for many people, that's not an option. But there are some things that they can do that's not as scary as, say, knock down a wall.
Yes. And I have some clients right now that just bought a fixer-upper in a beautiful neighborhood. It has great bones, but they're going to be doing a lot of work to the inside of that house, some of which is moving walls. And so as part of our process of going through buying this house, it was bringing in an architect and helping us really understand what is the best way to do it, both from a flow perspective and a managing our costs. And you know, some of the suggestions he had was actually to start expanding outside the back of the house compared to taking over other rooms. So that's really where having those experts come in.
Obvious question, but fixer-uppers more affordable?
Yes. Yep. That's usually one of the reasons that people want to do it, is that you can. You might be able to get a house in a neighborhood that you might not otherwise be able to afford, but because it's a fixer-upper, you can afford it. But no, you're going to be putting money into that and sweat equity.
Right. We have a listing every single week. Is this listing a fixer-upper by chance?
It is not a fixer-upper. Okay. This is a beautiful move-in ready home. It's over on Red Stem on the north side. A beautiful house. They just renovated the bathrooms. They have a beautiful walk-in shower. They've done wonderful landscaping on the outside. They have three different patios. Great house. $235,000. I think it's going to go really quick. So if you want to see it or learn more about it, you can always reach out to me.
All right, Sarah Lilly from Five Star Real Estate. How can they reach out to you?
You can give me a call, 616-422-5442, or visit my website, Sarah Lilly, and that's Lilly with two L's, .com.
All right, Sarah, you have yourself a great week.
Thank you. You too.